Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Who knows, we might even read out your review. And now, it's time for today's episode, The Teaspoon. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh. Today on the ship, the Jifflings are working very hard because their engine has stopped. This means every Jiff needs to put on their overalls and head to the steam room to help solve the problem. And every Jiff has their own set of special overalls, each in a different colour. Mine are bright yellow, just like fun and sunshine.
And mine are like orange, just like the tasty fruit.
Well, mine are green, like me vegetables.
Yes, Albert, they are. And Friedeline?
Oh, mine are in the perfect red, so everybody knows exactly where I am, in case of the emergency.
That's very practical, Friedeline. All the Jifflings grabbed their spanners and their wrenches and they got ready to head down to the engine room. But as they did, they noticed that young Pumpkin wasn't dressed in his overalls yet.
Pumpkin, what are you doing? This is a five Jiffling job.
Ooh, well, my overalls are quite eye-catching and I do love purple. But I just think I need to make them a little bit more special before I work.
No!
Hey, there's no time for your silly sausaging now, young pumpkin. We need to get the ship moving again.
This was true. If the boat stayed still, the Jifflings would never sail the seas and find more objects to reuse. And that was the Jifflings' job, after all.
Oh, it won't take long. Just a feathery plume here, and more colour everywhere. Then they'll be the fanciest of all.
But why do they need to be the fanciest, young pumpkin? Don't they just need to protect your clothes from all the greasy engine grub? Well, Miss Katie, you do make a good point. But young pumpkin had other ideas.
Oh no, Miss Katie. I need to be the most notable, the shiniest, the most spectacular Jiff in my overalls. If I don't look my best, I can't be my best.
Whilst young Pumpkin worked on his outfit, all of the other Jifflings jambled out onto the deck as they knew there was a job to be done.
Well, Miss Kitty, you're the best with engines. Do you think we can do this job with only four Jifflings?
Well, we can't wait any longer, Albert. So we'll have to try.
Like, if Pumpkin isn't ready, I guess we'll just have to jiffle through this job as best we can.
The Jifflings padded over towards the big heavy door that led to the steam room and their sad, poorly engine. Albert took out his key to put in the lock, when suddenly... Well, that was the sound of an object. One which had been lost or thrown away on Earth. And the Jifflings knew that truly was a five Jiffling job. So they all trotted up to the front of the ship and worked together to heave the object in. The object fell onto the deck with a sparkly twinkle. It was a very pretty silver object, shaped like a letter P.
Oh, I think this is a tall reaching pole for reaching the things we need that we have put away on the tallest shelves.
I know. That looks like a fancy scarecrow for scaring the pigeons away from me aubergines.
Then Miss Katie stepped forwards, for today it was she who knew exactly what it was that the Jifflings had discovered in their net. She hopped up onto the story seat and got ready to tell her tale. This is the shiniest teaspoon, and it belonged to a very majestic and fancy restaurant called the Grand Groucho, which people visited from miles around to have tea and cake, and it was ever so posh. In the restaurant was a lady called Katia, who was the maitre d', which meant that she ran the whole place and was terribly busy because her rich customers demanded the best of everything. They all wanted the biggest crystal glasses and the most delicious carrot cake. And they all wanted to use the shiniest teaspoon that Katia had. One day, Katia was working very hard when who turned up but her richest customer of all, Big Deal Eddie.
Katia! I would like a seat at my favourite table with a lovely cup of my favourite tea, and I will stir it with the shiniest teaspoon in the building. I thank you.
Well, this was a problem because Katia had already given the special shiny teaspoon to another customer, so she quickly went into the kitchen and brought back a normal teaspoon instead.
Sir, I'm afraid the special spoon is not available. However, this spoon is just as good, and it will stir same tea in same cup. It will get job done just the same.
Oh, no! Everybody knows this is a normal spoon. I demand the shiniest teaspoon immediately.
Now, Katia was annoyed.
Listen, Mr. Big Deal. I have been running around here all day, making sure everyone has everything they need, and I'm very tired. And this is the only spoon I have. So, if you don't want this one, then I'm afraid you can't have any tea at all.
Everybody stopped and looked at Big Deal Eddie.
Well, I suppose this teaspoon will stir my tea just the same as the shiny one. And I do want a cup of tea. Very well. I accept your teaspoon.
That was a relief. So Katia gave Big Deal Eddie the normal teaspoon. And he stirred his tea just as he always did. And it made a fine cup of tea. So then everybody realised that it really didn't matter how shiny the spoon was, as long as it could still do the job.
And because everybody forgot about the shiniest teaspoon, it has ended up here.
That's right, Friedelein. And now it is the Jifflings' job to reuse it.
Maybe it could be like a pillow holder, where I could store all of my pillows.
No. I don't think the other Jiffs quite agree, Hedge. But then, Young Pumpkin stepped forwards, for he knew exactly what the teaspoon should become.
Why don't we use Katia's teaspoon as an oar, so we can row the ship in the right direction until we've all worked together to fix the engine?
Yeah!
Young Pumpkin, I think that's wonderful. It is helpful and useful, and that's exactly what the Jifflings try to be. So Young Pumpkin put on his original purple overalls with no fuss at all. Then Hedge and Friedelein both pulled the teaspoon to the starboard deck so they could row, whilst Miss Katie, Albert and Young Pumpkin headed downstairs to work on the engine. Once the ship was sailing along, the Jifflings had a fabulous courgette and mushroom dinner. And then it was time for bed. Good night, Young Pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Yeah, man. Like this review from Germany. It says, "Hi, my name is Clementine, and I'm 5. And I have a little brother, Ossie, who is 2. We love listening to Bottleship, and we really look forward to new episodes. Our favorite character is Hedge, especially when he says, 'Hey, man!' We also think Friedlein is funny, because we live in Germany, and she says, 'Kleiner Pumpkin,' and 'kaput.'
Ha! It is true. I do say these things. Ha! Yeah. Ooh, well, thank you very much, Clementine.
And Ossie, that's a lovely review.
Aye. And we've had this review from one of the parents.
Oh, one of the old people.
Ooh, I like old people. They're just so incredibly old.
Ooh, what do they say, Albert?
Well, they say, "Thank you from Dilstonia's biggest fan. We can't thank you enough, as the Jifflins, or Jiffies as we call them, have been the brightest spot of 2020 for our son Beau. Though we love all of the characters, Albert is his very favourite, and we are always thinking of what object the Jifflins will use next. Beau would love to see them use a chef's spatula or a mechanic's wrench."
Ha! Huh. Thank you, Beau. You know, we find all kinds of objects in our sea, so maybe we might find the spatula.
Or the mechanic's wrench. And I would know just what that looks like. That's right, Miss Katie, you would. Thank you to everyone who left a review. And thank you very much to everyone who listens to Bottleship. We really are very grateful. And if you like listening to stories, why not listen to our other Christmas story, Chris Mouse, on our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.